Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Jax this morning, TikTok superstar. All right, Jax, you had mentioned a little bit ago that 2 years ago you were watching Tiger King, you were desperate, you didn't know what to do. If you had to give advice to somebody that was in that same exact situation right now listening to Bubba Show, that same exact feeling of desperation, what advice would you give them right now, being that you literally just went through it?
Well, if you're a creative in any way, shape, or form, I would definitely encourage you to get on TikTok, because it's different than other apps in the sense that, like, you can be in your bedroom and have no followers or fame, and just your video can blow up and your talent could get recognized, right? But I would also say, like, the difference on that platform from other platforms is that people are looking for authenticity. I spent a lifetime pretending I was something I wasn't, because I had, you know, people in my creative industry telling me I needed to be sexier, more mysterious, or this or that. Dumb down the lyrics, stop with the puns, right? And then I started doing all those things naturally in my living room. And that's when things started connecting. And it was because there's only one of me, only one of you. Be authentic. Just do it authentically. That's it.
It's absolutely amazing. And I think that's what we're seeing now. I find when I go into my daughter's room, when she scrolls, it's more the body positivity. It's more of
the real
stuff.
I look
beautiful in my skin, no matter what shape and size I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a parent, your goal is to try to teach that to the children. But if you know what, if my oldest is getting it from Jax, I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too.
Usually, I think Bubba and I talk about this all the time. Our kids relate to music way more easily than sitting in a classroom sometimes.
I do. You know? Yeah, I certainly do. So I get that.
I got advice one time from Clint Hurdle, the former manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it was this simple. It was like, some people are leaders and some people are followers. And that's okay to be a follower. It's all who you choose to follow that's important. So it's okay to follow as long as you're following the right people. And with that in mind, anybody that's choosing to follow you, Jax, is doing it right.
Oh, well, no pressure. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's actually funny you say that. Like, people are always like, you are saying something like so incredibly new. And I was like, no, I'm not. I am a follower of a movement that has existed for years. Like, I just did it in a pop song. Like, and it just happened to have a TikTok following here. But like, that's very silly. And I'm happy to follow this movement and be a part of it in a creative way. So that's a good, very good point. I'm glad you brought it up. It's a really good piece of advice.
Hey, Jax, hang on. We have more with you coming up next.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.